This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says that Russia has got to get out of Venezuela following the recent arrival of Russian military personnel in the country. All options are open, he told several times. And when he questioned him on Wednesday about whether or not the United States would be willing to put boots on the ground to remove the Russians, Mr. Trump added that Moscow is well aware of the U.S. stance. Local and regional reactions are mixed over the recent U.S. decision to recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Some say the move raises tensions between the Israel and Arab neighbors, while others contend the move does not change the reality on the ground. The U.S. is the first country to recognize Golan as Israeli territory. The rest of the international community considers it Israeli occupied. President Donald Trump said keeping the Golan Heights under Israeli control is of critical strategic and security importance to the state of Israel and that region. The top U.S. commander on the Korean Peninsula says that he does not see signs that North Korea is moving toward denuclearizing. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
At last summer's Singapore summit, a joint U.S.-North Korea statement said the regime committed to working toward denuclearization. Since then, it's become clear the two nations disagree on just what that means.
Their activity that we've observed is inconsistent with denuclearization.
General Robert Abrams, when asked if there's been any recent change in the North's production of nuclear weapons and material and missiles, Abrams told a House panel he's seen little or no change in North Korea's broader military capability, which he said remains a threat to the U.S., South Korea, and other allies. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May decided to ante up with her own job on Wednesday to get finalized a deal on Brexit. We'll get more from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has promised to resign if her twice-defeated Brexit deal gets through Parliament. It's a last throw of the dice to pull rebels in her party into line. And it's not clear yet if it'll be enough for those who don't want her at the helm of the Brexit process anymore. Her hope is that they'll be lured by both that promise and their fears Brexit is sliding out of reach. At stake is the treaty governing Britain's divorce from the EU, which May spent 2.5 years negotiating with Brussels.
Mr. Speaker, the House has spoken.
In January, Parliament voted it down by the most crushing margin in modern British history.
I profoundly regret.
And another defeat this month was almost as bad. May wants Parliament to vote on it again this week. She badly needs support from Brexiteers in her own party.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Local authorities and international aid agencies struggling to deal with the massive destruction and displacement left behind by Cyclone Idai in Mozambique are facing a new crisis. That's cholera. Senior health officials said that 5 cases of the waterborne disease have been discovered in a neighborhood of the coastal city of Beira, which sustained the most damage from the storm. A tour across Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe late last week. That storm damaged the city's infrastructure, including its water supply and the sanitation system. Boeing says it is close to completing a software upgrade to the anti-stall system on its 737 MAX jets, which is suspected to be responsible for 2 recent deadly crashes. A federal judge has dealt a setback to U.S. President Trump and his administration and the rule that low-income people on Medicaid are required to work. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The work requirement is blocked in 2 states, Arkansas and Kentucky. Both want able-bodied adults who get health insurance through Medicaid expansion to go to work, go to school, or volunteer. Advocates for the poor have sued. They say that Medicaid is a health care program, not the place to mandate people going to work. The judge didn't address that issue, but did say the laws are arbitrary and capricious because they don't address obstacles for getting medical coverage to the needy. He's ordered the Federal Department of Health and Human Services to come up with a new proposal. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.